Good morning.
Good morning.
We have little kids and we have big kids.
Very big.
But we're all still kids, aren't we? We're all kids in God's sight, aren't we? We're all children in God's sight. The Word tells us that we're all children of God.
Where'd you get the necklace?
Where'd I get the necklace? Well, I'm not really sure. It's an old necklace and I don't know how long I've had it and where I got it.
What
do you like it? You like my earrings, too?
Yeah.
Do you, really?
What's happening with Linda?
Well, Linda and Steve had a chance to go away this weekend, and they're down in Kentucky, and they went with some friends of theirs, and they're probably going to a lot of flea markets. You know what flea markets are? That's where you find good bargains, they say. So that's probably where you've been there.
Bugs.
Anyway, this morning, boys and girls, Linda will be back next week for you, but she asked me if I would tell you your story today. So I brought with me, this is a peach. And doesn't that look pretty?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's probably really nice to eat on the inside? Think it's really good and juicy?
I eat the skin, too.
You eat the skin, too?
I like to eat it.
Well, I haven't washed it, so we better not eat it.
It won't hurt.
Yeah. It won't hurt anything? Dirt. I always heard that dirt never hurts you. You have to eat a peck of it before
you die.
I eat
the skin, too.
Anyway, when we cut these things open sometime, I cut one open this week, and guess what? It wasn't pretty on the inside.
It's never pretty.
It wasn't. It was too ripe, and it was sort of brown color. And it wasn't pretty at all. And it really didn't taste too good either.
The reddest spots are the best.
So there are some here. But I tell you what, boys and girls, these are our boys. And these are our girls today. When, you know, by just looking at this, we thought it would really be good to eat. And it wasn't. But this is so much like us, boys and girls, like us people. You know, sometimes...
I can see a tiny hole.
You see a little hole? Okay, we'll put the peach away. Sometimes, boys and girls, that people, we look different to people. Sometimes they look at us on the outside and they think we are a good person, or they think we look real great on the outside. But sometimes people look on the inside, and you know what they see on the inside? They see our heart. People, we can fool people, but we can't fool God anytime. We might look real good to someone, but on the inside we might have mean thoughts about somebody, or we might be jealous of somebody, or, you know, there's all kinds of things that happen that sometimes our heart's not very pure. But let me tell you one thing. You children have the purest hearts of anyone in the world. Yeah, you can tell me something in just a minute. I tell you what, when you all have an argument or a disagreement with one of your friends when you're playing with them sometime, like you're jumping rope and you might get aggravated. Do you get aggravated at them sometimes? And you get kind of...
I get aggravated at that one.
Do you really sometimes? Well, I think we all have friends like that, that sometimes we get aggravated. But you know what? 5 minutes later, aren't you playing with Katie again? And she's playing with you again, and you forget it. So you forgive, and you forget.
God forgets our sins.
God forgives our sins, that's right. He does, but we have to ask Him to forgive us. And we what? I can't hear real good, so you have to tell me.
Me and Lauren want to tell everybody something.
Lauren wants to tell everybody something? You and Lauren want to tell everybody something?
Yeah.
What would you like to tell them right now?
What?
Well, you think about what you're going to tell everybody.
We went to Kings Island yesterday.
Me and Lauren went to Kings Island.
They went to Kings Island yesterday. And that was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
I didn't ride the Diamondback. I am not into roller coasters.
Okay, well, when we go to Sunday school, you can tell me some of the things you did at Kings Island yesterday.
Me and Lauren met each other.
You did. Well, I haven't been to Kings Island for a long time, so you'll have to catch me up on everything that's going on at Kings Island. But I just want to know, I want you to know that children, they are so easy to forgive. And we adults aren't always so easy to forgive. But, you know, man looks on the outside of us, And man might see, you look very pretty in your pretty dresses, and you look great in your suits and ties and shirts and so forth. But in your heart, how is your heart today? Is our heart pure? I know these people think that we, you know, these people look at us and they think we are.
My daddy's heart is grumpy.
But God tells us that in His Word, He says, the Lord does not look at the things that man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at our heart. So we can fool some of the people some of the time, but we can't fool God at all, because He knows and what's in our hearts. And you know, girls and boys, I wish that, you know, that I could be as forgiving as you children are. Because you forgive and you forget and you go on and it doesn't bother you anymore. But I know of some families, I know that some families have brothers and sisters and sometimes even their parents, and they'll go for years and they won't have a relationship and they won't, you know, they won't talk to them. And you think, girls and boys, just how terrible that is to go waste all those years when you could really be enjoying a fellowship with your family or with good friends. And I tell you, friends are more important to me than just about anything in the world. Because if you have a good friend, they're going to stand by you with all things. And when you're sad, you can call them up and you say, I need a lift. And that friend can be right there with you to encourage you and help you. And I have always thought that friends are the most important thing that you can have. And your families too. So always remember, any of you that are lucky enough to have sisters and brothers, just be thankful that the Lord's giving you some sisters and brothers that you can fight with sometime and you forgive each other and go back to loving them just the way that God wants us to do. Huh? You're what?
My heart is sleeping.
Are you tired this morning? Did you not get to bed early last night? You didn't.
We got home.
Maybe you'll have to take a nap today.
Actually, we got home at 10 o'clock at night.
You did.
We were still at the
You were exhausted. Sometimes we get so tired that we can't rest. Well, if I can get these boys to be quiet for just a minute, we're going to have a prayer. Okay? Let's bow our heads. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for these children. Even the big children, Heavenly Father, they're so important to us. We just pray, Heavenly Father, that you instill in our hearts that love for everybody that we come in contact with. And now be with our pastor this morning as he brings the words to us that we need to hear. And be with each person in this church this morning, Heavenly Father. We just ask that you look down upon them and give us all a good day and give us a good week. And we'll certainly give you the praise, which in your name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.